chigger?
No, sir. No, sir. Chigger's another little thing. Now, that's two of them, you know, gets on you. Now, chigger's a small little thing, and he's red. Man, yes, sir, he get on you, you know, and look like he just hide. Other words, when he bites, you know, why, your skin will swell up over it. I mean, you cover over it, you know, them chiggers, you know, little red things. I mean, it makes a large whelp on you, you know. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And then the ticks is another thing. It's too, man, it's dangerous. Woo-wee. Oh, there's about like a match head. Oh, they would grow to be larger, you know, if you just let it down. But some of them are just small. And, man, some of them is poison. Woo-wee. We had a lot of trouble with them, you know, now. Seemed like it's a new tick. It's just a little hard, brown thing, you know. And man, them things poison you. If one of them get on you, you can pull it off, and man, it just still sting and swell up and eat you for months. Hmm. That's right, yes, sir. Some of them say that head in there, but I've looked for the head that when you pull them off, but I didn't haven't seen no head. That's what they say about it, you know.
Oh, well, the head stays
in. Yes, sir, the head stays in and still eat you on. But I tell you what, some of them do out in the country now, whenever they find one of them on it, they take a match and strike it and hold it to them and make them turn loose before they pull them off. Mm-hmm. And they said it won't leave that head.
I see.
Yes, sir.
I see.
And it's causing a lot of trouble. These ticks here, different kind of ticks.
They get under your clothes, I
yes,
suppose.
Sir. Oh, yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir. Yeah. Just walking around in the yard where the little children live.
And
yes,
how about kind of bug that jumps like this?
Well, we call them pop bugs. I don't know what. Yes, dear, we call them pop bugs, popping bugs.
And if they jump, some of the big ones can jump all,
oh, yes, sir.
All the way across.
Show,
the
show. Snap bugs.
Uh-huh. Do they ever call them hoppergrass?
Oh, we've got two of them like that. That's what I mean. Now, we do have we call them grasshoppers.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir, man, they can jump real quick. Grasshoppers. And we always would had us talk and saying about them grasshoppers. The grasshopper, he danced and sang all the spring and summer, and die when fall come. And the ants, they puts away their works all the fall and spring and summer, putting away their food, and then when winter time come, they have food to live on.
Ants eat them up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, that's right. Yeah, we had them grasshoppers, oh man, they can jump a long ways. I played with them lots of times.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yes, sir.
And spiders make leave webs around. I'm wondering what you call them. If you see them in the house, say up in the corner, what do you call that?
We could just call a spider web, you
spider
know.
Web.
Spider web.
If you see one in the barn and it's full of dust, what do you call that?
Web. That's not a web one.
I mean, if you just see the same, it looks almost like a spider web, except it's full of dust, you know. You see it in dark, dusty places.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Especially in barns.
Oh, no, that ain't no carbons. They call these little bitty ones carbons. They get around in there. But, we got the black spiders and green spiders and all such as that, you know, and all.
Do you ever call them a cobweb?
Cobweb, sure. That's what them that makes that big old thing. Oh man, I've got in them a lot of time, you know. Some of them spiders, you know, they just make a long streak across, you know, and all.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And if you see a web in the morning on some plants, what do you call that outside? If it's wet, sometimes you see a